ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through His servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Asking you to please help us. Amen. Do something that will transform Nigeria.
Amen.
Do something with our lives that will transform this country.
Amen.
Oh, you've been down with us through your servant. That we may cry that you work on our lives. Please work on our lives, O God.
Amen.
Please sit on our lives, O God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Friends, can we come forward? Don't leave any seats. Okay, you're welcome. I count it a great privilege to meet with us discussing Christians in politics, the second session. Brother Idris, God bless you. That is power. Okay, we decided to start by 8 and to end by when?
10.
But we began late, thank you. So, let's see how God can help us. So that maybe by 10, 15, 10 texts. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's trust God. Christians in politics. Isaiah chapter 9. Is that not where we began from?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 9 from verse 6. I will not repeat much of what we have said, but a kind of recap. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David, and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Remember we said, okay, let's put every phone on silence. You remember we said, a child is born, but a son is not born.
Yes, sir.
You remember?
Yes, sir.
A child is born, but a son must be given. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
And you remember we said, unto us. If you are not going for us, you shouldn't go at all. And we talked about the government. Is that not so?
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
Today we want to move to, and his name will be called. And then we trust that Baba will help us.
Amen.
Christians in politics. Politics is a dirty game. It's a lie. It's the people there that made it dirty. Have you not heard people say politics is a dirty game?
Yes,
sir? It's not a dirty game. It is the people that made it dirty. It is those who practice politics that determines what politics is. If the sons and daughters of light get into politics, will it still be dirty?
No, sir.
So, the church has been deceived for years. Don't go into politics, it's a sin, said me. The Lord? No. And our brother was trying to tell us about Joseph of Arimathea. And I tell you, it's because of time. You will see people in politics in the Bible who are disciples. They were in government. Now, let's trust Baba as we looked at this. This child is born unto us. This child, look at the book of Luke. I believe it is Luke. Excuse me, please. Yes. Luke chapter 1, verse 76. Who's reading for me? Luke chapter 1.
And you.
And you.
Child.
Child.
You will call the prophet of the highest.
The prophet of the highest.
For you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. To give knowledge of salvation. To his people by the remission of their sins. Through the tender mercy of our God. Which they spring from on high has visited us.
What are they referring to there? I say, what are they referring to?
Jesus.
Yes.
79.
Yes.
To give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. To guide our feet into the way of peace. 80. So the child grew and became strong in spirit.
Excuse me. Which child?
Jesus.
I said, which child?
Jesus.
The child. Blue. I think the one they are referring to here is John. Are you following this now?
Yes,
sir. So the child grew and became strong. So when he grew, did he remain a child?
No, sir.
Did he remain a child?
No, sir.
Grew and became strong. Everybody say grew and became strong.
Grew and became strong.
Child grew and became strong. Chapter 2, verse 39. Who's reading?
So when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own city, Nazareth.
Now this is Jesus now.
Yes.
I said this is Jesus now.
Yes, sir.
Verse 40.
And the child grew and became strong in spirit.
What did you see about John and Jesus?
They grew in spirit.
They grew and became. Nobody becomes strong without growing. Now, let's turn our attention to Jesus. Who is this? Oh, brother, you did not put this phone on airplane mode. It's going to affect the recording. There's a call coming. Check the recording, it will have called. It doesn't affect me. Maybe you should put it on the airplane. It doesn't affect it.
And the child grew. Now, hope you know the child there is the unto us a child is born.
Yes,
the chapter 2 child now, which is Jesus. Eh?
Yes, sir.
So, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So, how did he become a son? He grew to become. And the child grew and became strong in what? So the first dimension of your growth must be in spirit. Before the government can be on your shoulder, you must grow to be strong in spirit. That child grew and became strong in spirit. Strong in spirit, in spirit, in spirit. When you have a weak spirit, you can't carry the government. You can't. So it's just supporting what God began to raise to our brother. Until you grow, you cannot become strong. And to grow, it depends on what you are feeding on. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
I said, is that not so?
Yes, sir.
As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Is that not what Peter said?
Yes, sir.
That ye may grow thereby. So, it's your feeding that determines how you grow. So, can we check you now? What are you feeding on? So, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. So, no wonder, as he grew in stature. In fact, another, look at verse 52. Do you know in verse 40, they say the child grew and became strong in spirit. Is that what they said? Is that not what they said? And it's the word of God said, filled with wisdom. Is that not what they said? Look at verse 52.
And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in the favor of God in him.
In verse 40, what was he filled with?
Yes.
Eh? In verse 52, what did he do with that wisdom?
Increase the wisdom.
Filled with it. So Jesus never stopped growing. Hope you know that's the person they said the government. The prerequisite for this kind of thing we are talking about. You must grow in spirit and be filled with wisdom. 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 And they said there, he increased in wisdom and what? Stature. He increased in wisdom and increased in stature. And see, I don't see this stature first as physical stature. Because they say he became strong in spirits. Yes, stature, physical stature. But also spiritual stature. He increased in stature and in favor with God and what? You can't be in politics when this divine favor from men does not follow you. Hope you know he is the son of God, but he increased in favor both with God and men. That means men liked him. You are not following this. This is the man that the government is upon his shoulder. Have you ever observed anybody win an election that people don't know? They don't know him at all. He just won. Under a normal circumstance. Not crooked circumstance. Can you vote, Abby? Under a normal circumstance. Not crooked circumstance. Because there are many crooked circumstances in Nigeria. So under a normal circumstance, can you win election when you don't know? When they don't know you? When you are doing campaign all about, what are you trying to win? Favor. But where should you get your own favor from? First from who? Before who? Who will command men to favor you? Do you know to get favor, some people sacrifice to idols for it? Some people bury pregnant women alive for it. And people will not understand why they are just stupid and following a man. They don't like him, but they are saying, hey. He went and collected that thing from the devil. Like our brother said, I'm doing a very foundational matter now. Don't forget where we are going is, and his name shall be called. So, understand that you must focus on your growth. So when our brother said, oh God, work on me. Your growth, your stature. How can you easily collapse under pressure? Do you have a stature that no matter the pressure, you keep moving? You have become strong in spirit. Look at Jesus. He can finish a crusade, ethnic meeting, and still go and pray overnight. Strong in spirit. A storm can start and he can be sleeping. Strong in spirit. You have built capacity internally. The first dimension of your growth as a politician is your spirit. Because Jesus is a politician. Hope you know that. I said Jesus is a politician. Hope you know that. Why? Isaiah 9 says, and the government. That's politics. Jesus Christ likes government. You don't know that? He likes to rule. Hope you know he's called the king. So if you are thinking you don't have an example, Jesus Christ is your example in politics. He is the king. But what we want to focus on is, and his name shall be called. So, can we establish your growth? Are you growing, brother? Because when you are strong in spirit, you can't compromise. When you are strong in spirit, you can't lie. When you are strong in spirit, you don't receive bribery. Our brother taught something that, honestly, it can bring tears out of my eyes. And I'm wondering, do you know that? You know, I'm planning to wait, but I can't wait. Do you know that? What has given Muslims edge in this country is their integrity. What is wrong with us? Do you know that we now are even saying, put that man there, he will not lie. What is it that the devil has done to us? It's painful. Why is it that it is a Tairu Jega that must be their nature? Why is it that this person you are talking about today has remitted how much for jam? How much has he remitted?
17 billion.
17 billion. Wouldn't there come a time if I'm not sure people say, where are your own brothers? How much did they bring out? Now, please, can you blame the government if they are putting Muslims there?
No, sir.
How can I come outside now and I say, oh, the kiddie cock in the cock there, they are just Muslims. They want to Islamize the country. Have you produced your own men of integrity? It's a painful thing. What you shared, sometimes it just hits you, and then you just wonder, what is the problem? All the people that have been going there as Christians, are they Christians? I said, are they Christians? They are bastards. Yes, they are not Christians. But the painful thing is that they will go and say they are what? They say they are Christians. After this is shackled, if they put another Muslims there, another Muslim there, will you blame them again? Do you know, if you are not careful, that's when they begin to introduce some strange principles from that religion. Brother, are you willing to go for us? So if you are going to go for us, your strength is key. You must be strong in spirit. You must be strong in spirit. Imagine our example, Jesus Christ the politician. He prays a lot. Do you know that?
Yes.
I said, do you know that?
Yes.
You must be a praying person. You must be concerned about communion. You must be speaking to the Father. Jesus Christ fasted and prayed. You must fast and pray. Study the Bible for your life. You must develop a life. I am praying to God that you people seated here, as we enter into politics, if anybody is going to point out to wrong men, it wouldn't be you they will point out to.
Amen.
You will be the example of the kind of man we have been praying for.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Excuse me. When His Excellency, President Muhammadu Buhari, first of all came, what was it everybody was shouting? APC change. Excuse me. Do you know the first push was that he will correct things? Is that not so? Was it not because of his past record?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Why? When you send chickens into government, people with chicken hearts, people that are just feeble, they can't come back with anything. So, the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and favor with God and men. Do you know why they quickly put wisdom? In politics, you need wisdom. Be wise as a serpent and be humble as a what? As a dove. You need wisdom. When dealing with those eating with devils, you need wisdom. You need wisdom. Serious, heaven-bound wisdom. I give you a secret. This thing is going to be on record. Come and pause this. I want to share a secret, and it must be paused. Hope that one is not on record. If you have light, say you can hold there. I thought our pastor is giving us gem, but we are living by faith now. If you think that you don't need to grow your spirit, may it never happen that you will be the one that will send us up.
Amen.
May it never be that you will be the one that will sell us off.
Amen.
Grow your inner man. And for you to grow and be strong in spirit, you need to be discipled. Like I was saying, we all sat together. See, my discipler was discipling us, teaching us God's word, raising us in God's word, and we're all eating. We're all growing. We're feeding on materials. Before you notice it, Somebody today now is in the one of the topmost top. This one is in Shell. This one is in Stock Exchange. I'm telling you about disciples he raised. I'm a full-time missionary evangelist. This one has gone here. This one has gone here. I was now surprised that people that he raised, and he was telling us them to focus on our lives. That every compromise you did in the secret is a reason why God will not enthrone you. Every compromise in the secret is the reason why God will not enthrone you. You won't win that election. If you think you can go with it, this is leadership. You must learn the life. You must grow strong in spirit. Let's link that up. Now, you know, each time I look at the discipleship that I was into, I find out that this is the secret of the church. This is what the church needs. Have you raised anybody intentionally to go to the government? Who have we discipled? Can we begin to disciple now? That's why, let me tell you something. I see that there's no hope if you are not in discipleship. If you don't come under discipleship, whereby first you become a disciple of Jesus, and your life becomes accountable, and there are people praying and watching over you, people asking you questions. You know how you don't keep record of your own personal spendings? How many of you have notebook of your personal spending every month? You see now. You are likely to mismanage money when you get into politics. They gave you 2.5 from home. Where is the record on how you spend it? You just bought suya. You bought yogurt. You bought a textbook. You just spent everything. Then you waited for another. Where is the record? You see, you are not practicing what you are going for. Why was David able to face Goliath? He said, I killed the lion and the bear. You see, you need to take the testimony of your training to the field for you to be enthroned. Your testimony of training, the things you were groomed and raised with, are the things that will allow men to enthrone. See, it's not. Look at what our brother told us. Because of what they saw at Ayiru Jega did, they said that's the man who can do the job. When David began to say, I, your servant, killed the lion and the bear, they say, okay, now go and kill Goliath. You can't kill Goliath when you are still playing around with rabbits. You are pursuing rabbits, you couldn't kill rabbits. Is it you that will kill Goliath? No! It's very important. Discipleship is a place that helps you to be trained for the future. No training, no manifestation. No training, no manifestation. Are you listening, my brother? You need to be a disciple. You need to be groomed. We need to sit with you. We need to check your weaknesses now. All those people that are investing money, since when have they been having weakness of money issue? Eh? Primary school, offering money. They are using offering money to buy biscuits, and that's the tomorrow governor. He will spend the state's money. You have no record of your spending. Do you know there's a difference between embezzlement and misappropriation of funds? Mm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know the difference between embezzlement and misappropriation of funds?
Yes, sir.
Misappropriation of funds, who can tell me what it means? Using a particular funds for the wrong purpose. You know, some of you already are practicing that. You collected money for projects. You use it to repair phone. What are you already doing now? You're already misappropriating funds. You are likely to misappropriate that same funds when you get there. Because your faithfulness is measured. Is it tomorrow? Is it measured? When is your faithfulness measured? No. Now. Please, pay attention. You remember I said, every secret compromise is the reason why you will not be enthroned tomorrow. Go back to Isaiah, and his name shall be called. Isaiah chapter 9. Okay. Wow. Isaiah chapter 9. Starting from verse 6. Who is reading for me?
Unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
And his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
The everlasting Father.
Mm-hmm.
The Prince of Peace.
Mm-hmm.
Of the increase of his government and peace shall be no end.
Please stop there. Do you know that if you are doing English language, what they're supposed to say is, and his names shall be called.
Yes.
Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
Abi, you have something else in your own Bible?
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
I'm supposed to see, and his names shall be called. But what's in your Bible?
Names.
And his name. Ah. It's better you say, and his name shall be called Wonderful, and then we can move on. But now say, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and yet those are not names. Those things mentioned is his name. You didn't get that. It's his name. So definitely this is not about calling him Wonderful. Okay. This is not about calling him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty. Because when you are naming a child, you say, and his name, sir, is that not his? Chalewa, Shola, Debin Pe. So you can choose anyone to call her. Is that not so?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
But this one, his name will be called Wonderful. And they are not names, it's his name. In order to understand this, don't let me describe this yet. In order to understand this, why did the Bible speak this way? I found out that his name will be called, but he had to secure that name. He secured the name. Look at Philippians chapter 2 and see how he secured the name. And then we can trust the Lord to describe some of those things. Philippians chapter 2, who is reading for me from verse 9?
Therefore, God also hath highly exalted
him. God also hath highly exalted him.
And given him a name. Which is above every name.
Now, the verse 9 introduction is therefore. What's another word for therefore? What is another word we can use that? Therefore, as a result of this, so let's go back to what brought that therefore? Verse 5. Which reading for me?
Let this mind be in you,
which was also in Christ Jesus,
who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery,
yes,
to be equal with God.
Now begin to take note of how he secured his name, verse 7.
But made himself of no reputation.
That's the first thing to lose as a politician. You must not look for reputation. If you want to secure, now, I don't like to do this, but I will have to do it today. Do you know from the root word name? The root word name, name means authority and character. The root Hebrew meaning of that word name. It means authority and character. Anytime the Bible says name, what are they referring to? Authority and character. So when the Bible says and his name, that means his authority and character is connoted by this. Read on, sir.
And took upon him the...
He made... That's how he got this authority and character. This is how he got his name. He what? He made himself of no reputation. And then what?
And took upon him the form of his servant.
He what? He took upon him the form of his servant. Yes?
And was made in the likeness of men.
Uh-huh.
And being found in fashion as a man,
mm-hmm.
he humbled himself.
He humbled himself.
And became obedient.
And became obedient.
Unto death.
Unto death.
Even the death of the cross.
Even the death of the cross. Go on.
Wherefore, God
therefore,
also.
Wherefore, as a result of what he did, God gave him authority and a character. He secured a name by losing his reputation. Abandoning his reputation. Sit down, my brother. Do you have another translation reading from that verse? That verse, verse 7. Any other translation different from King James?
NIV.
NIV.
But he made himself nothing.
He made himself what?
Nothing.
Nothing. He made himself nothing. Yes?
Taking the very nature of a servant.
He took the very nature of a servant.
Being made in human likeness.
Being made in human likeness.
And being found in appearance as a man.
Uh-huh.
He humbled himself and became obedient to death.
Uh-huh.
Even death on the cross.
Excuse me. This is the pathway to securing, and I'm going to tell you this. Do you know that certain people, even in the political world, their name, for example, do you know that whatever must rule in Lagos must come through a man? Who is that man? Hope you know, in his own way, he has secured a name for himself. Eh? Hope you know, in the political world, you can secure some level of authority for yourself.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes.
That it's your authority you use to push agenda. You begin to talk about godfathers. Mm-hmm. Is that not so?
Yes.
Do you know that Nigerian politics, if you don't have godfathers, you don't have any space anywhere.
Yes.
Am I saying something?
Yes, sir.
But who is your own godfather? God the Father is your godfather. And then God himself, he can push through any means for you to have a space. But God is saying you must secure a name. And that name is not secured other than you have to become nothing. You have to be dead to yourself. Until you are dead to yourself and you become nothing. Because the only people God wants, this child that became a son, that secured a name, you see what he did in Philippians, he became nothing. In political world, do you know that you strive to let the people know you are something?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
You see that kingdom politics is the opposite.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes, sir.
I'm giving you divine strategy to overrun the land. If you are going there to say you are something, you have lost the backing of heaven. For you, parensava, Elisavian titanasia. How many of you know, before election, sacrifices are made?
Yes,
am I saying something?
Yes, sir.
How many of you know, several chanties went into the night?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many of you know, there are invocation of demons?
Yes, sir.
If you must appear on the same level, you must operate by another principle. And for God to back you, you must become nothing. But do you know that the politics here, boasting is part of your order? In normal politics, you must boast. Don't you know that? But if you must go for God, you must not boast. Oh, Jesus. How do you now do your manifesto? You are seeing something. I'm talking about how to secure that powerful backing of the Spirit of God that commands the kingdom of this realm to bow to you. I give an example. When Joseph was called from the prison, and the king said, "We were told you have ability to interpret things." What was his first statement? "The Lord shall give the king answer." He didn't do a manifesto. He became nothing. The answer is not with me. The Lord. When they invited Daniel after the anxiety of the world, "Mene, mene, tekel, lufasin." What did Daniel say? "All interpretation and things is with the Lord. Go and read it." They humbled themselves for the Lord to push them out. I see you write manifesto. You are saying, "When I get there, I will do this. I've been proven as a man of integrity. I am going to do this. I'm going to do that." No. He became nothing. He became nothing. You have to see yourself as nothing. "God, what can I go and do there except you give to me?" If you go out and boast like they boast, you will lose. You won't have the backing of heaven. Let me tell you something. Let's quickly rush to Joseph. I want you to see is the principle of the Bible. Now, who knows where that story is for me? Let me quickly rush there. When Joseph was called out. Yes, it's Genesis. It should be Genesis. Okay. Okay. 41 verse what, sir?
Verse 12,
can you read for us?
"There was a young Hebrew man with us in the prison."
Okay.
"Who was a slave of the captain of the guard."
Uh-huh.
"We told him our dreams."
Uh-huh. Okay, let's just save our time. Verse 15. "And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it." Are you there?
Yes.
"And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand the dream to interpret it." Verse 16, everybody, what did Joseph say? And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, "It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace." He became nothing. Can you go out of your manifesto and say, "I am Olubenga Rafe, and I tell you that it is not in me to provide any answer to the present predicament, but I believe God that when I come in, through His help, things will change. We will look into this area as He helps us." Why can't you, when others are saying "Bizina Ramoni Rohim" before they speak? Somebody said, "Don't be religious." They are religious.
Very.
Eh?
Very.
And they tell you not to be religious. I'm not religious. Don't mention God, except you don't believe in God. He's the one that can help us. We shall look into this area. We will trust God to bring this to be and this to be. These are my strategies. These are the principles. One, based on the revelation you are given, you discuss. Don't say Mark chapter 4 verse 16. But reduce yourself. You know you are likely to develop a name. What they call this thing. You can develop a slogan. Korore Ibori. You know it's a slogan. It's a slogan. You can develop a slogan for yourself. Don't develop such useless slogan. Don't develop it. Go in the spirit of meekness. For whosoever humbles himself, the Lord will what? Exalt. It's a principle. He made himself of what? Nothing. Don't do it. It's the law of winning this thing. It's the principle. You know, if you're not careful, you can run so much, do so much poster, you are running so much for your publicity. Do you know that? You are really concerned for your publicity. Let them know me here. Let them know me there. Let them. Don't quickly push publicity like that. The first thing we say to push is what? The growing of your spirit. And then do you know? You can't just appear on the scene. Just anyhow like that. Do you have a good record from your 100 level? Do you have a name that you have secured before God? Because, I don't know, do you do that also here? When they want to choose a president in any land, they go to pass, check past records.
Yes, sir.
Is that not so?
Yes,
do they do it here?
Yes, they do.
And then, when God looks at you and says, you are not trying to pull yourself out. You are depending on me. He made himself of no reputation. What's the next thing the Bible says in Philippians 2? He humbled himself and took the form of a what? Servant. Everybody say servant.
Servant.
Say it again, say servant.
Servant.
Are you a servant? And are you willing to serve? Hope you know the people you talked about who are embezzling money, who say they are Christians. Are they servants? I say, are they servants? Yeah, they are not servants. He took the form of a servant. And I'm surprised that why are these brethren in the other side, why are they using this principle more than us? Why? You know here, if you get a new car, you like to announce it. Won't you give the testimony in church?
Yes, sir.
Everybody must know you have a new car. Come and see what the Lord has done for me. Do they do testimony time in mosque? You can do the celebration outside, not inside that place. What is the focus inside that place? We don't want to be a servant, to humble ourselves and serve others. You want to be a politician. Who have you served? Do you serve people? Do you serve? Let me tell you something. These are the strategies. Do you know your department know if you're a servant? You were class governor. Did you serve? Did you serve people? Don't you know, just like our master, who is, what did he do? He gave all to people. Don't you know? He gave all to people. He served men. I don't know what level you are. You are planning to come out as this. When you were at 100 level, did you serve your department? Were you helping lives? Were you a servant of men? Were you serving men? Were you helping lives to be better? Did you serve the school system to make it better? How many things did you bring up? Is there anything wrong for you to bring up an initiative that will solve maybe bus system, maybe hostel system of the school? Did you write proposals? Did you submit genuine submissions? Should you wait till you become something before you serve? You should serve whether you are in position or not. You know you are likely to stop serving because you are not in position. You are not following me.
Yes.
Can you start spending your money now on this university without even becoming, without even winning the election? Can you enter your class and it's dirty and you start picking and go and throw it in the waste bin? Can you be consistent with your servanthood life? I'm talking about strategies here. Do you serve people? The Bible says he made himself nothing. He humbled himself to serve. Let me tell you something. This is something we are not paying attention to. This is something we are not paying attention to. We have not been serving our department. We have not been serving people around us. Do you know that every opportunity that a Muslim gets, he will try to show that he is the man fit for the job. Even though he'll be lying, you know, even though he's cheating, you know, he will be doing everything possible to say, I'm the one fit. And before he leaves, he has prepared another person. And they will start introducing him gradually. 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 You don't go to people and say, please vote for me. Please vote for me. Please vote for me. Our money on you. Hey, vote for wow. People say, I'm worried. You know, people can deceive you. Yeah. Eh? Yeah. My worry. Oh, make fear, come. That's, you don't win election by saying, vote for me. What is the worth of the work of your hand? And another strategy, what brought Joseph out? We had. Are you with me, please? Are you following kingdom strategies? Don't come out and say, my name is Kube. That's your political coming out name. Kube. Lo and joy. You don't win like that. The king said, we had. You interpret dreams. What have people had? You have no record. You are coming out. You may not win. No record before God. No record before man. When they called Daniel out, what did the king also say? We had. Oh, are you with me, please?
Yes, sir.
We had. When David was to kill Goliath, what was his testimony? He said, I killed. Oh, God. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So, let me ask. When you say, I am Kube, and I'm coming out for the post of vice president, people are saying, who is that? What has he done? What can people say? He has no trace. He has no record. We don't know him anywhere. He doesn't know anything. He just wants to be. Please, how did they choose Vice President Professor Yemi Osinbajo? The record. What was it before?
The commissioner for Joseph in Lagos State.
In Lagos State. Did he have good record? Eh? That's why, you see, don't joke with, to secure a name before God, God is watching your secret life. What record do you have? Hey, friends, are you following me?
Yes,
it looks simple, but this is kingdom strategy. God gave me a platform to minister in a conference that was watched all over the world. And people came from different countries. Former vice president of the country was there. And I stood on that podium, very unworthy. But I remember, do you know what took me on that platform? People who recommended me, they have known me about maybe 5-6 years ago, before that meeting. And I remember the first time the person that recommended me on that stage was in a village, one remote village, where we went for missions. Two of them. And we finished preaching, and God came. People were in tears, and they said, what? 6 years after, what was their confidence to recommend me for that platform? We had. Oh, please, are you following me? We are. Please, if you have not secured a name before God, He can't even allow men to trust you. You will do postal, but look at your own fathers and leaders in the Bible. Joseph, was he in politics? They said we had. When you were in prison, what did you do? When you were in the pits, you know those were the secret moments of life. The pits of Joseph's life. From the pits to Potiphar's house. From Potiphar's house to prison. From prison to palace. The pits of his life. But with all the pits, you know, he didn't also change his principle. He consistently remained with God. So when he was in the pit, who was watching him? God. Do you know that there's something you don't see in the Bible about Joseph? He never complained once. Do you know that? He never complained. Do you know when he changed from the pit to Potiphar's house? He didn't change his principle. His integrity. There was something concerned about Joseph. They said, even Potiphar gave all that he has into his hands. Did he become fat because of that? Did he embezzle money? Was he keeping all records? When Madame came and said, look, just lie with me. Say, well, he gave me everything, but you are not part of the record. Lie with me. He ran. He didn't change his principle. When they cast him into prison, did he change his principle? Hope you know they said they committed even the prison into his hands. He didn't change his principle. And when they called him into the palace, friends, did he change his principle? This is a man with a consistent life. Money does not change him. Promotion don't change him. He's just the same. So when I see you do poster and you say, my name is Kube Kube, they say, what were you before? Nothing. Any record? Nothing. If you don't secure a name, you can't be given out. Inclusive. Discipleship is the key to monitor your life onto the throne. It's the key to training you. It's the key to building on you. And when I feel very strongly in my heart that when you secure this name before the Lord, you make yourself of no reputation. You humble yourself. The Bible says, therefore God gave him a name that is above what? That tells you that every other name are competing with him. No, you are not with me. When you say above, above we means others too are trying to secure recognition, but this one is excelling them. This is politics. How do you get a name above every other contestant? One, have you become nothing? That's why if until you die, you can't multiply. Except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies, it abides alone. Are you dead to self? Are you dead to sin? You can't be a politician that is a sinner. Forget God will not. You are not going for us, so you are still a child. Because unto us a child is born. Can a child be a king? No. Do you remember the Bible says, woe unto the land whose child, whose king is a child. Woe to the land whose king is a child. Whose nobles wake up in the morning to eat. They wake up in the morning, first concern is food. Are you like that? You wake up, it's Indomie, you first prepare, not Bible study. And you want to go for us. You can't go for us, brother. You can't go for us. You are watching movie, you are not growing your spirit. You can't go for us. You will probably go there and go and lie. Why are we laboring like this? We can't suffer another blow again from the devil. We are tired. We are tired. Please, who are the two people that contested this year's election? Is it Christian Muslim? The two major people. Eh?
Christian Muslim.
Where's the Christian Muslim? PDP and APC. So you are telling me that. Do you know that every other fresh party, Kowa party, are those ones party? In fact, somebody said we only have two parties in Nigeria, APC, PDP, and others. Excuse me. In the two parties, so there's no brother with a correct life. There's no disciple with a correct life that Nigeria can look up to. We're in a mess. We're in a mess. Don't be deceived. That religion has occupied space.
Yes, sir.
Don't be deceived, though. Check out Soto. Ewo. Taba beres in race and win your sin. In the next 50 years, Nigerian politics might become Islamic. Completely. If we don't begin to raise people now, intentionally, to go to United Nations, to go to Central Bank of Nigeria, to go to Chief of Army Staff, the Nigerian Army, Nigerian Navy, to enter into APC, to enter into PDP, disciples, light that threatens darkness, people that are strong in their spirit, prophets who can know what you are doing in your meeting before you come to reveal the agenda. And their politics. Let me tell you, Nigeria's politics can become totally Islamic. Everybody now is wearing cap like Northerner. No be so now. Is it not so now? Everybody is wearing cap. Everybody is acting as if we are under siege. No disciple. So there's no disciple. There's no disciple. Excuse me. In the Senate, what's the proportion of the number of Christians to Muslims? Talk to me now. It's
like
80 to 20. Excuse me. If they push an agenda, which one is likely to work well? How many of you know that our curriculum, they have tried to remove CRK?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Hope you know it was serious shouting. Serious shouting that brought that thing back. How many of you know that in the social studies now, there's a portion there that they say examples of social gathering, parties, and they put church, the new textbook. Yes. And there's no mosque there. I'm an educationist. Examples of social gathering, church. Imagine you are teaching that to children from now. When they grow up, how do they see church? Who sponsored that bill? A disciple? A disciple of Jesus? And he gave him a name that is above. How do you secure this name that is above? You must be dead. You must serve. You must become a disciple. Submit to discipleship. It is in discipleship you are growing your spirit. You are praying. You are learning to serve. And then you have secured name among men. Did I give an example of whenever they introducing men, they will say we have heard. Is that alright? You must secure that testimony of your work. I hear our brother said something. Are we looking at politics beyond this campus? I said, are we looking at politics beyond
this
campus?
Sir, yes, sir.
Who among you is trusting God that even after here, you want to pick up something?
Yes,
you see that now? You see that now? And I'm glad. Tomorrow, if you are going to be the local government chairman of your place, can we say we have heard? Can you enter into discipleship now? Allow us to probe you. Can we probe your life? Can we begin to nurture and prepare you? Who knows? Maybe you'll be the one that will rescue us from the plan that they are planning that is coming very close. Who knows? Maybe it's you. Do you know? It was because Jesus became nothing. That's why he was willing to die. Are you ready to die? Even physical death. For this cause. Are you willing to lose your life just to stand for this truth? Don't plan to go and be a politician if you're not willing to lose your life. Yes. Because what Jesus said is, if you are not willing to hate your life, you can't be my disciple. So it's not even politics. It's a normal call of disciples to be ready to lose our lives. Imagine this issue of X-Men being. Are we together, friends?
Yes,
I'm about to stop. You have done well. I'm about to stop. How can you be giving land for people's business, some people's business? You want to approve a whole nation to favor some people's business. Are you with me, please?
Yes, sir.
I'm selling chicken. And I have a lot of people in our family selling chicken. And I say in every state, you must give us poultry. And if you don't give us, it's wahala. And that just sort of, what's that? Is that not oppression? You know, I'm weeping. You know, there are some places that we can't go and do missions in. Those villages are something else. Why are they talking about such? Can we talk, please? Have there been Fulani in this country long before now doing cow business or not?
Yes, sir.
You've not been seeing them before?
Yes, sir.
When did it become a problem?
During Boris Tenure.
This is the first time you are eating cow. Is that your first eating cow in your life? I have known of cow business issue since small. We see them. Is that not so?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear of killing?
No, sir.
If not, there is an agenda. Oh, you are not getting. This thing is not physical. It's not just physical. There's something. When I began to think about this prayerfully, I began to go into research. And I found out it's an agenda. It's a takeover agenda. Can I ask you, on this full and the X-Men deal, how many people have been killed? Mostly Muslims. On top of what? Cow. What made that agenda to receive a force? A man in government. Government is a powerful thing. I see you sit in church. Rest men to go and stay there. When they will push the bill, once you make that bill survive, the proportion of those there is more. Do you know how many people shouted in the Senate House? He should not be. He should not be. But they are, because they are small. Oh God, people are weeping. You know why? We did not raise disciples. When the church ought to raise disciples during anniversary. Friends, how many of you have heard of any popular mosque during anniversary? Oh my God. You see, I don't know. Sometimes that's why we are here laboring. You know, I've been crying for you people. I've been weeping. I said, God, could you please allow these ones to go well? Allow these ones to do well. Allow these ones to go well. We are going to preach and people are asking us questions. They are giving us some strong theological questions now. We don't know what to say. It's taking grace. Say, brother, you see how they wasted people here because of cow. Do you know that some of those places, these Fulani men have been there since without killing anybody?
Yes, sir.
When did it become a problem? When did it become a problem? We missionaries can enter some places. People run away from their homes. You meet with them, they say, oh yeah, I watched some things, and honestly, myself and my wife became so mad, we could not just help or praise the Lord. Is it not because we don't have a man there? Is it not because we didn't raise anybody there? Is it not because the number is so few? It's not because those that are even representing us are not even Christians. Brother, as we pray, would you sit well and say, God, probe into my life. Walk upon me. I'm believing God, when you graduate from this university, you will have a name in this university.
Amen.
So that tomorrow people can say, we have what? And when you become a counselor, by the time you leave here again, they will say what again? When you leave counselor and you are pushing for another thing, what would they say again? And see, if God can lift up Christ and give him a name, God will give you a name.
Amen.
God will give you a name.
Amen.
And it will above every name.
Amen.
Take notes. It's a name that is above. And whatever is above all. Would you please trust God to submit to death and become nothing? All eyes closed, all eyes bound. Is still that prayer our brother prayed? Oh God, here am I. probe into this life of mine. Deal with every secret compromise. Would you stand up right now? Rabates Kushabalapes. Enkle dem sobranda la pasa gadasha.
You are not free until you are deep to die. You can't do what we are talking about. Overproving.
I tell you, this is serious issues. This is a serious matter. If you are a sinner here, you are locked up in pornography or masturbation or whatever it is, you can't represent us. You can't go for us. You are a liar. You can't go for us. You may be bearing James, but there's nothing James about you. This is time to repent. You can go on your knees and pray. If you know you are a sinner, you have not accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. I wish. Please, if you know you have a secret sin, something that if it's exposed, it can scatter your political ambition, even for this election. Something that you know Jesus cannot identify with. God bless you, our brother. Do we have someone else? Do we have someone else? Go on your knees and repent. Bless you. God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my brother. I see another brother. Oh, I see another brother. You cannot be in politics and be a sinner. You won't stand well. Can you come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I repent of this? Thank you, Lord. The rest of you standing, you're sure you are saved. Can we pray and join these people and pray for them? Can we pray for them? Those of you on your knees, can you speak to God and say, Lord, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, Lord. Have mercy on me. I come before you, Jesus. You can't be fornicating with a girl and hope to win an election. You can't win it. You won't get a name that is above every name. Kata brata bala shabala. Engra daba sabala katelisu. Can we pray for them? Can we pray for them? Lord, help this life. Help this life. Lord, help these lives. The Lord, you will help these our brothers. We don't know if they have a position they want to run for, but they are repenting tonight and coming to Jesus. Lord, help them. Lord, help them. Ask the Lord to cleanse you and wash your sins. All the friends you are keeping who are sinners, you are going to drop them today. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Our dear Father, we thank you. We ask you, O God, these brothers who are accepting you as Lord and Savior, help them to remain standing.
Amen.
Isaac, please take note of these people. Discipleship must begin. Enough of having politicians that are half-baked. We are tired. We are tired. They go there. They don't stand for the Lord. They bring double disgrace on Christ. But these our brothers came tonight. And they are accepting Jesus. Please take note of them, Brizzy. Take note of them wherever they are kneeling down. Discipleship must begin. Brothers that are kneeling down, if you are not ready to be taught God's word, don't kneel down. You are not willing. But I'm not talking emotion that you will leave here, you go and continue with your pornography or masturbation or without your girlfriend. You can't be the man we are looking for. You are not the man we are looking for. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Please sit down briefly before we close. Our dear sister, thank you. I'm so glad I'm seeing you in this meeting. You have a passion for politics? Huh? Yeah, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, do we have questions and answers? I mean, do you have questions so that we can quickly do that and then we leave? But everybody, can you read Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9? Thank you, friends, for waiting. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hebrews 1 9. Please, our dear sister, hope your house is not too far. School still. Who are you and who? Who? Is it okay for them to go alone at this time?
We'll get covered.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Is it safe?
Yes, sir.
Hebrews 1:9. I need to be very sure. Who is reading for me?
Then verily the first covenant.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9.
Then God said.
God said.
Let the waters under the
no. Be Hebrews chapter 1 no, verse 9. Friends, what happened? We are already hungry. Are we all there now? Hebrews
yes,
chapter 1 verse 9. Are we all there now?
Yes.
Thou hast loved righteousness.
Thou hast loved righteousness.
And hated iniquity.
Therefore God.
You, please, do you remember in Philippians 2 there was a therefore?
Yes, sir.
Because of he made himself of no reputation.
Yes, sir.
He made himself a servant. There's a therefore. Here also, because he loved righteousness and hated iniquity, there also was a therefore. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above what? You see that there is a contesting position. Above thy what?
Fellows.
You must love righteousness and hate bribery. Iniquity. If you are the social director, must you do show? You are not following.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what the student wants. You are a Christian. You are a disciple. Must you do show? Jibam show. For what? You say, not when I'm here. Because, you know, those of you that didn't come last week, you know, there are some things I'm not repeating intentionally. Pick last week's message, and listen to it. I didn't repeat some things intentionally. I just wanted us to speak, and then we started very late. So, I was just looking at the strategies for this kingdom. Go and pick last week's message, So, do we have... Okay, do we have questions? Let's take it at random. Yes, sir. One. Please, before those people leave, because really, please. Yes, quickly. In the next 5-10 minutes, we should be out. Yes, sir.
My question is, what if you mentioned by the very close Christian brother, I'm sure he has five examples.
Thank you. Two brothers. Everybody say brothers.
Brothers.
Say it again.
Brothers.
Say it again.
Brothers.
You are my brother. You want to come out for social director. I be president. I be, eh? Ah. Okay, sir. Together. Yes, sir.
My question is, what if you have a candidate in another department and you have, like, fine, you have given your full support, but your department now is another candidate going for that same position, the other person you have.
You have your own candidate in another department going for a position. Your department now raised a candidate and then you've already pledged your support for the other candidate at the other department.
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Let's answer it in about 5 minutes and then out of here. Two brothers. Do you know that? Ah.
My question is also going to be.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. You also have an ambition. In which you need the help of your capacity.
You said you have an ambition.
Yes. In which you need the help of your capacity.
Okay. If you were here, because you have an ambition to come out later, Abby.
Yes.
And then you will need the help of the department to sure. And then you are going to pledge for someone in another department. Is that not so now? How do you do it? This is a very quiet question. Let's go quickly, go very simply. Please, I cancel every political student. There is a brother that we are trying to disciple now. Nigerian Army is going as a missionary to Nigerian Army. And I'm really praying he will become a chief of army staff. Two of them now. The assignment we gave him, go and study all the wars in the Bible. It's part of your discipleship. Now, as part of your discipleship, go and study 1 Kings, 2 Kings. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
You are dealing with government. 1 Kings, 2 Kings, and study the government and the kingdom of David. You need to learn it. Time can't fail me. If we were to have a discipleship class for political students now, we would have picked the book of 1 Kings, 2 Kings as our discipleship study and the government of David. Because if you check Isaiah chapter 9, the sea said, and the throne of David. David is a powerful government. Oh, I can't refer to that. Let me go to that question. Brothers, they should call themselves. Do you know if they are not looking for selfish ambition, somebody will bow for somebody. You see, that's why I said, pick the first message I preach. Because it's not about me. Do you remember what is it that we said last week? He said, you are unto us. You are not going for yourself. Oh my God. Oh my God. As well as those that didn't come last week, it will not be easy. Because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, unto us, not unto you. It's not you. So when two brothers are going for themselves, nobody will drop. But if they are going to, do you remember the us I said? Do you know I said you are not going to represent the interest of the whole student? Oh, you are not. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
For whose sake are you going? The kingdom of Christ. Don't feel apologetic about it. You are not going for the interest of cultists. Are you going there?
No, sir.
For the interest of keg guys. Is that where you are going?
No, sir.
You are going as a president for the interest of you. So it's unto us, and we belong to the kingdom of Christ. And then if you represent Christ properly, you will have done well. I'm looking at these sisters. Amen. Please.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The two brothers, they should meet. Say, bro, I'm willingly saying you should go. You know, if this one say I'm willingly saying you go, the other one too will say, maybe you should go. Can we pray about it? Father, do you remember that after Judas Iscariot was missing? Eh?
Yes,
did you remember what they did? Yes. How many brothers did they choose? What did they do? They prayed and casted lots. And you know, they casted lot at that time because they've not had understanding. Hoping after that time, they were not casting lot again.
Yes, sir.
When they were to choose people to fill the space of deacon, did they cast lots?
No, sir. Mm.
Mm. the two brothers show me, brother, you are my brother. I don't need this for myself. Do you know this thing you do may be the reason God will look at you and say, you drop that position for him, I will give you a name.
Yes, sir.
You decide to become nothing. But if the old man is in you, you can't drop it. Because you like position. I want to trash it for that. Now, you are doing for another candidate in another department. Did you remember we talked about we have had? Eh? Shey, you remember I said we have had?
Yes, sir.
And you are from a department. It's a platform. Is a platform for your introduction. Is that not so, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me. Did you remember we say you should be filled with wisdom?
Yes, sir.
Do you remember wisdom?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom does not demand for you to be in a department and you are supporting another candidate for another department. And our brother said that, what if I have pledged my candidate? Are you his agent? Eh, brother? Are you his agent? Ah, he's not talking now. No. Two things you can do, because you must be wise, is either you withdraw in silence. Don't do as if you are for him again or against him. And then you sacrifice your silence by not also supporting and pulling out for your... You know, there's a way you can be quiet in a particular agenda. You're just silent. Nobody really knows where you are. So it will be easy for you to push your own agenda and then say, nobody will say, well, we couldn't say boldly that it was against our people. And we can't even easily say boldly that it was for that. Now, if your own candidate says, but guy, what do you think they happened? Alpha, this thing now, please, I'm sorry, I have some things to do. I needed some deep reflection on some issues. You know, that one too may be watching out. Maybe you'll be pushing for your own candidate, your department, but you were silent. That's wisdom. Hope you not just kind of kept quiet when he was before people sometimes.
Yes, sir.
He said not. Did you get it, brother? And then our brother said, maybe you have your own intention. So that when it comes to when Baba wants to push you out, you will not already have to say, imagine, omo alilele yo. You went and went to another department when it's supposed to be a department. Do you know you're already causing problem for for yourself? Wisdom. That's why, let me tell you something. Anything you want to do in political agenda, you pray first, including supporting a friend. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the most, people that should be the most spiritual? In my own understanding, it should be people in government. Let's stop there. Now, Brother Isaac, and Brother Idris, take note of those who accepted Christ. Their discipleship must begin. If they run away, it's a candidate they are not the people we are looking for. They can't represent us. And then, please, all of you that were not here last week, collect the first message. It's compulsory. It's compulsory. And then probably, if you permit, we can create a group. Because you said it is outside, it's also outside here. Eh? We can begin to even relate news, points of prayer, matters of concern. We discuss political issues in light of the scripture and we are building ourselves. We are preparing. We can say, particular day, monthly, you should have your monthly retreat as a man preparing for politics. Monthly personal retreat with the Lord. Now, we are spending time to prepare for the takeover of the territory. God showed me things. If not, I won't be here. I've been crying for many years. God said, how can you ask me to take over the land when you have no vessels you have prepared? My body has prepared nobody, so they will continue the mess. I wanted to teach you a strategy, but there's no time. Maybe we'll create another meeting and come for another. Maybe it will be our own conference. It will just be Christians in Politics Conference. We'll come and we'll spend maybe maximum of 5-6 hours. We're praying. We're breaking into groups. We're doing little small group Bible studies. We're looking deeply. We're praying. We're crying for your life. You must not die and be wasted by the enemy. Mm-hmm. No gun must catch up with you. No charm must catch up with you. I'm like giving you examples, but we need to stop it. So those two brothers, if you know them, let them call themselves and pray together and ask the Lord, who should go first? Shall we pray? Our dear Father, so thank you for tonight. It's because there's something you are doing. This thing you began, we ask you to establish it in our hearts.
Amen.
Baba, please prepare us for the takeover of the land.
Amen.
Baba, please prepare us for the takeover of the land.
Amen.
Thank you.
In Jesus'
name. Please, this message should not be shared on WhatsApp or something. It's for you to listen to and keep listening. Unless you know a Christian who's in politics, who should hear it? Don't share it anyhow. Is that okay, please? Yeah.